The Public News Service Daily Newscast, November 17th, 2020. I'm Mike Clifford. Arizonans eligible for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program are hopeful now, but cautious over a court ruling that could reverse a Trump policy that crippled the program.
A federal judge last week declared that the appointment of Chad Wolf as interim Secretary of Homeland Security was unlawful, and he lacked authority when he limited access to work permits for thousands of so-called Dreamers. Reina Montoya founded the group Aliento Arizona and says the ruling could allow thousands of Arizonans to move on with their lives.
This would allow us to hopefully reinstate the whole DACA program and all those 27,000 Arizona Dreamers who couldn't apply for the DACA program will have an opportunity to apply for it.
The case affects a total of 650,000 people brought into the United States as children by parents who were undocumented. Montoya warns Dreamers to be patient since the outcome of the ruling could be delayed by an appeal. Mark Richardson reporting.
Election workers in all of Georgia's 159 counties have until Wednesday to finish recounting the 5 million votes cast for president before certification happens Friday. Unofficial results have President-elect Joe Biden leading President Donald Trump by just 14,000 votes, or 0.03%, with a record turnout in a traditionally red state. Anna Dennis is the executive director of Common Cause Georgia.
We have over 5 million ballots that counties have to actually count. So it's going to be very time-consuming. It's going to be definitely costly for counties to pay in the overtime to get this done, because it has to be done by November 20th.
She says the quick turnaround is going to be tough. As the Supreme Court continues deliberations over challenges to the Affordable Care Act, advocates urging Marylanders to sign up during the open enrollment, which lasts until December the 15th.
More than 6 million folks in the state have the choice to pick or change their health benefits, according to Natalie Williamson with United Healthcare, one of the insurance providers of the Maryland Health Benefits Exchange. She says folks will have to weigh different priorities this year during the pandemic, when many lost their jobs and health coverage from COVID shutdowns.
I would definitely make sure that, you know, you're evaluating how the plan you're looking at for the next year covers telehealth care and the ability to receive services from home, because that's been a very important way to get care for individuals during the pandemic, and I think that will continue into the next year.
9 out of 10 people who enrolled through the Maryland Exchange this year receive free or lower cost coverage. Go to MarylandHealthConnection.gov to sign up. I'm Diane Bernard.
This is PNS. Give thanks, give health care. That's the message airport workers are delivering to Governor Andrew Cuomo with a noon rally at the LaGuardia Airport in New York today.
In July, New York lawmakers passed the Healthy Terminals Act, a bill that supporters say would provide some 25,000 terminal cleaners, baggage handlers, security officers, and other service workers at New York airports with access to quality, affordable health insurance. But the governor still hasn't signed the bill. And according to Rob Hill with SEIU Local 32BJ, despite being urged to stay home to slow the spread of the coronavirus, many people will travel for the holidays.
We know that travel is going to pick up. At the same time, the pandemic is picking up again, and these workers are still being asked to work in close quarters inside without health care, and that's got to get fixed.
Opponents of the bill say it actually could eliminate jobs by raising costs for airlines that already face huge economic losses due to the pandemic. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Governor Bill Lee has delayed the execution of Purvis Payne until next spring, citing challenges and disruptions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Democratic State Representative G.A. Hardaway of Memphis and the Tennessee Black Caucus of state legislators have pre-filed legislation that would allow defendants like Payne to present a claim of intellectual disability to the courts.
When you have someone that's intellectually disabled and has the mental capacity of a child, the simplest way to think of it is, would you allow a child to be executed?
Finally, Eric Tegetoff tells us the Nature Conservancy has been chosen as one of the first recipients of Jeff Bezos' $10 billion fund to fight climate change.
The Bezos Earth Fund is contributing $100 million to the organization, $20 million of which will go to its project to protect old-growth forests in the Northwest. The Emerald Edge, which extends from Washington State to southeast Alaska, is the largest intact temperate rainforest on Earth. The Nature Conservancy's Washington State Director Mike Stevens says this region is critical for storing carbon, a natural solution to climate change.
Up to a third of the emissions reductions and sequestration that we need to do can be done through nature.
Part of the funds will be used to protect 250,000 acres of old-growth forest on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, which the Nature Conservancy says will conserve more than 47 million tons of standing carbon and sequester 3.5 million tons of carbon dioxide.
The Nature Conservancy also is funding to reduce the carbon footprint of farming practices in India. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, heard on interesting radio stations across the nation, and viewed on Free Speech TV.